we will pray then before we start. Our Father, we give thanks today for the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks that the Lord Jesus Christ came to this earth and he came to put away sin. That is, he came to give his life in the place of the sinner. He came to give his life a ransom, a payment for sin. That has been done, and God in heaven is satisfied, so we give thanks for that. Help us today as we look at the scripture. Bless each that has joined us today, and pray that help would be given as we look at the word of God. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
Okay, thank you all for joining in today. We are going to look again at the life of Joseph. We've been looking at Joseph for my last three or four times speaking.
Okay, magandang umaga sa inyong lahat. At sa araw na ito ay ating muli nating tutunghayan ang kwento ng buhay ni Jose.
If you're unfamiliar with Joseph, maybe you're saying, who is Joseph? Joseph would have been Abraham's great-grandson.
At marahil kung hindi kayo mapamilyar sa pangalan ni Jose o kayo o si Jose, siya ay ang apo sa tuhod ni Abraham.
So Abraham had a son, Isaac. Isaac had a son, Jacob. This is one of Jacob's 12 sons, Joseph, and he is a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ.
At si Abraham ay may anak na nagngangalang Isaac. At si Isaac naman ay may anak na nagngangalang Jacob. At si Jose ay isa sa 12 anak ni Jacob. Ito at si Jose ay naglalarawan sa ating Panginoong Jesus.
Joseph was the favorite son of his father, and his brothers hated him, and they sold him as a slave.
At si Jose ay ang paboritong anak ni Jacob. Kung kaya't ang kanyang mga kapatid ay nainggit sa kanya at siya ay ibinenta ng mga ito sa Ehipto.
They took his coat, dipped it in blood, and gave it to their father Jacob. And Jacob said, "My son must have been killed by an animal."
Kung kaya't ginawa ng mga kapatid ni Jose sa kanya ay kinuha ang kanyang balabal. Ito ay inilubog nila sa dugo ng hayop at ibinigay sa kanilang ama. Kung kaya't si Jacob ay sa pag-aakalang si Jose ay pinatay ng mabangis na hayop.
But Joseph's brothers actually had lied. They had sold Joseph as a slave, and he ended up down in the land of Egypt.
Subalit ang mga kapatid ni Jose ay nagsinungaling sa kanilang ama. Ang kanilang ginawa ay ibinenta si Jose at si Jose ay napunta sa bansang Ehipto.
Joseph is a servant. He is falsely accused. He ends up in jail, and then in a surprising twist in the story, he ends up as the most important man in the land of Egypt.
At ang kwento ni Jose sa lupain ng Ehipto ay isang napakagandang kwento. Siya ay naging alipin ni Potiphar, subalit siya ay inakusahan at siya ay napunta sa kulungan. Subalit sa kabaligtaran ng lahat ng itong dinanas ni Jose, siya ay naging ikalawang pinuno ng lupain sa lupain ng Ehipto.
So, over 20 years have passed since his brothers betrayed him.
20 taon ang lumipas mula nang ang mga kapatid ni Jose ay siya ay ibinenta.
And because of a famine that had affected much of the world, Joseph's 10 brothers land down at Egypt to buy food from this man that they did not recognize. It was Joseph, their brother.
At sa mga panahong iyon ay nagkaroon ng malawakang taggutong sa buong mundo, kung kaya't ang mga kapatid ni Jose ay nagtungo sa Ehipto at nakaharap si Jose na hindi nila nakikilala.
And due to some of the events that took place there, Joseph's brothers start to talk about that day when they had sold their brothers, and there was some regret. They were feeling sorry about that.
At sa mga pangyayaring naganap sa mga kapatid ni Jose, ay nagsimula nilang pagsisihan ang kanilang ginawa at pag-usapan kung ano ang kanilang ginawa sa kanilang kapatid na si Jose, at nagkaroon at sila ay nagsisi sa kanilang mga ginawa.
And so where we left off last time, Joseph's brothers had got back down to their father and told Jacob all the events that had taken place.
At sa ating huling pag-aaral na ipinahayag ni Daryl ay nagbalik ang mga kapatid ni Jose sa kanilang amang si Jacob at ibinahagi kung ano ang kanilang naging karanasan sa lupain ng Ehipto.
And so that brings us to today. So before we start today's lesson, we are going to read a verse in 1 John chapter 1 and verse number 7. And here is what it says, not verse number 7, verse number 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
At bago natin ipagpatuloy ang ating kwento, ay ating basahin sa aklat ng Unang Juan chapter 1 verse 9. 7 to 9. Is it 7 or 9?
9.
Verse 9 ng Unang Juan chapter 1. Subalit kung ipinapahayag natin sa Diyos ang ating mga kasalanan, maaasahan nating patatawarin tayo ng Diyos sa mga ito at lilinisin tayo sa lahat ng ating kasalanan, sapagkat siya ay tapat at matuwid.
So here is a verse primarily written to Christians, but we can use it in the gospel, that when we understand and admit what we are, this verse tells us if we confess our sins, God is faithful, God is willing, and He is righteous to forgive us our sins.
So ang mga talatang ito sa Unang Juan ay isinulat para sa mga ligtas na. Subalit maaari nating itong gamitin upang ipahayag ang salita ng Diyos, sapagkat maliwanag na sinasabi na kung ating tatanggapin na tayo ay makasalanan at tayo ay magsisisi, ang Diyos mismo ang magpapatawad sa ating mga kasalanan.
That is what God is doing in the world today. He wants men and women, He wants people to understand their sin and to take our place as sinners and accept the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior.
At ito ang ginagawa ng Diyos sa mga panahong ito, na nais niya na ang bawat isa ay magsisi sa ating mga kasalanan at tanggapin ang Panginoong Jesus bilang Panginoon at tagapagligtas.
And in fact, the story that we are looking in, that is exactly what is happening in the background. Joseph's brothers are being reminded, and they're being made aware of their sin.
At ito ang ating at ito mismo ang ating pag-aaralan sa mga araw na ito, kung saan ang mga kapatid ni Jose kanilang nakita na sila ay nagkasala kay Jose.
And please remember, this story that we're looking at is a true event. This did happen a few thousand years ago. It is a true story.
At ang aming paalala sa inyo na ang ating kwento ng ang kwento ng buhay ni Jose ay totoong nangyari. Ito ay nangyari maraming taon na ang nakalilipas doon sa lugar ng Kanaan at sa Ehipto.
And so back to the story. Jacob says to his sons, it is still famine. We are running out of food. Go back to Egypt and buy more food.
At sinabi ni Jacob sa kanyang mga anak na ang taggutom ay nagpapatuloy at wala na tayong makain. Maaring kayo ay bumalik muli sa Ehipto upang bumili ng pagkain.
Judah says, we can't go back down unless we take our youngest brother Benjamin. The man told us we can't go without Benjamin, and Jacob does not want to let Benjamin go.
Subalit sinabi ni Judah sa kanyang ama, hindi kami maaaring makabalik sa Ehipto hanggat hindi namin maisama ang aming kapatid na si Benjamin, sapagkat ito ang kabilin-bilinan ng lalaking ng gobernador ng Ehipto na dalhin namin ang aming nakababatang kapatid na si Benjamin.
I mentioned the last time that Joseph's brothers were quite distressed. They were very anxious over the things that had taken place. In fact, one of their brothers, Simeon, was still in Egypt in jail.
At ng mga naunang kwento, sa ating naunang kwento, makikita natin na ang mga kapatid ni Jose ay naguguluhan sapagkat sa mga bagay na narinig nila mula kay Jose. At ang kanilang kapatid na si Simeon ay naiwan doon sa Ehipto at nabilanggo.
Finally, Jacob says, I don't want to let him go, but if he has to go, he has to go. If he dies, then I will likely die in sorrow. Look after Benjamin.
Pagsasalita ni Judah sa kanilang ama ay pumayag si Jacob na dalhin ang kanilang kapatid na si Benjamin upang bumalik sa Ehipto at sinabi niya na kung mamamatay ang aking anak na si Benjamin, ako man din ay mamamatay.
So the brothers returned to Egypt with extra money to pay back what had been put in back in their luggage. And they go back and they stand again before Joseph, and this time Benjamin is there.
At muli ngang bumalik ang mga kapatid ni Jacob sa Ehipto, na may dalang mga regalo para kay Jose, at ang dinoble nila ang kanilang mga pera, ang mga salaping dala-dala upang bayaran ang ibinalik sa kanila ni Jose. At sa pagkakataong iyon ay kasama nila ang kanilang kapatid na si Benjamin.
I was wondering how many days Joseph was waiting for his brothers. Likely he looked every day. I wonder if the brothers will come back.
And all maaaring naisip ni Jose kung ilang araw bago bumalik ang kanyang mga kapatid. Maaaring tumatanaw siya sa kawalan upang makita kung bumalik nga ang kanilang mga kapatid at kasama ang kanilang bunsong kapatid na si Benjamin.
And the day comes, the brothers are back. They stand before Joseph. They actually bow down before Joseph. And Joseph sees them, and he sees his youngest brother, Benjamin.
At dumating ang araw ng kanilang pagbabalik at humarap sila kay Jose at yumukod kay Jose at nakita ni Jose ang kanyang bunsong kapatid na si Benjamin.
When Joseph sees Benjamin, he is overcome with emotion. He has to leave and he begins to weep.
At nang makita ni Joseph ang kanyang kapatid na si Benjamin, siya ay naging emosyonal at siya ay tumalikod at umalis sa kanilang harapan at siya ay lumuha.
Then he tells them, "You are coming to eat at my house," and he sets them down in order from the oldest to the youngest.
At sinabi niya na sila ay iniimbitahan upang kumain sa kanyang tahanan inilagay ang kanyang mga kapatid mula sa pinakamatanda hanggang sa pinakabata.
Joseph's brothers still did not recognize Joseph, and they were amazed at this.
At ang mga kapatid ni Jose ay hindi pa rin siya nakikilala, kung kaya't sila ay namangha sa mga bagay na kanyang ginawa.
So he gets their provisions ready, their food ready for back. He sends them away, but he sets up a little trick. He says, "Take my special cup and put it in the luggage of the youngest man."
At sila nga ay nagkaroon ng ang mga kapatid nga ni Jose ay kumain sa kanyang tahanan, at pagkaraan ng ilang araw pinabalik na ni Jose sa kanilang lupain. Subalit si Jose ay naglagay ng isang patibong. Kanyang ipinalagay ang kanyang mamahaling kopa sa sako ng kanyang bunsong kapatid na si Benjamin.
And after the brothers were sent away, after a little while, he sends a servant and he says, "Go after them and say, 'Why have you stolen the governor's special cup?'"
At nang makalayo na ang mga kapatid ni Jose, pinahabol niya ang kanyang mga sundalo at kanilang siniyasat ang laman ng mga sako nila at kanilang natagpuan ang mamahaling kopa ni Jose sa kanilang bunsong kapatid na si Benjamin, kung kaya't sinabi ng mga sundalo, "Bakit mo ninakaw o kinuha ang mamahaling inuman o kopa ng aming pinuno?"
Well, the servant catches up to the men. They stop and said, "We haven't stolen anything." And they said, "We'll prove it. And if it's with any of us, let that person be the servant. Let him die for it."
Itinatanggi pa ng mga kapatid ni Jose ang mga pangyayaring ito, subali at sinabi sa kanila, "Siyasatin ninyong lahat ang aming mga daladala, at kung inyong matatagpuan sa kung sino man sa amin ang kumuha ng kopang ito, siya ay magiging alipin ng inyong pinuno."
Well, as they searched, they started at the oldest and they ended up with the youngest. And the cup is in Benjamin's belongings, and the brothers are greatly distressed.
At sa pagsisiyasat ng mga sundalo ay kanilang natagpuan ang kanilang hinahanap sa sako ng kanilang bunsong kapatid na si Benjamin, kung kaya't ang mga kanyang mga kapatid ay nanlumo sa pangyayaring ito.
As they return, they again stand before Joseph. They don't know who he is. And Judah, one of the brothers, begins to make a plea for Benjamin.
At sila nga ay bumalik sa Ehipto at humarap muli kay Jose. Hindi nila alam, hindi pa rin nila nakikilala si Jose. At si Judah ay nagmakaawa kay Jose.
Judah begins to say, he says, "All that has happened lately is strange. We remember our younger brother, but we cannot leave Benjamin here. I promised my father that I would be accountable. Keep me, let Benjamin go, because we can't see anything bad happen to our father.
At sa pagmamakaawa ni Judah ay kanyang inihayag kung ano ang ginawa nila sa kanilang kapatid na si Jose. At ipinahayag niya rin na hindi niya maaaring iwan si Benjamin sa Ehipto sapagkat ito'y ikamamatay ng kanilang ama. Kung kaya't sa kanyang sinabi kay Jose na siya na lamang ang gawing alipin at papalayain si Benjamin.
Joseph, as he is listening, he is really struck by the emotional plea of his brother, and he sees that brothers who were once hard and cruel are now soft and caring.
At habang pinakikinggan ni Jose ang pagmamakaawa ni Judah, siya naantig ang kanyang puso. Ang mapagmataas ng mga kapatid niya ay ngayon ay nagsisisi sa kanilang mga ginawa.
Joseph tells all of his servants, he says, everybody leave.
Kung kaya't pinaalis niya ang lahat ng alipin na nasa kanilang harapan.
And there is just Joseph and his brothers, and Joseph begins to weep, he begins to cry aloud, and he says to his brothers, I am Joseph.
At nang makaalis ang mga alipin at si Jose na lamang at ang kanyang mga kapatid ang naroroon, ay kanyang siya ay lumuha at ipinahayag na ako ito, si Jose, na inyong kapatid.
I don't know, it must have been something for Joseph's brothers because they too figured Joseph was dead at this time, and here he is standing before them, and it says that they were troubled at his presence. They didn't know what to say.
Marahil naroon ang malaking pagtataka sa mga kapatid ni Jose sapagkat alam nila na si Jose ay patay na. Subalit ngayon ito ay nasa kanilang harapan. Marahil magkakahalong emosyon ang kanilang naramdaman. Marahil may takot at kaba sa kanilang mga dibdib.
So Joseph says, I am your brother. What you did to me in the past, you meant it for evil at that time, but God, knowing what the future was, he sent me here to Egypt so that your life would be preserved during this famine.
At sinabi ni Jose sa kanyang mga kapatid, marahil naging masama ang inyong pagtrato sa akin ng mga nakaraang taon. Subalit ang mga bagay na ito ay ipinahintulot ng Diyos upang ang ating lahi ay manatili at hindi mamatay.
And Joseph embraced and he kissed his brothers and he was overjoyed really to be reunited with them, and the brothers really were quite relieved when they understood who this man really was.
At ang ginawa ni Jose ay isa-isa niyang diyakap at hinalikan ang kanyang mga kapatid. At ang kanyang mga kapatid maaaring ay naroon ang kanilang kasiyahan na muli nilang nakita ang kanilang kapatid na si Jose.
I was wondering whether to conclude the story, but maybe we'll leave it there, but I would like to look at the verse that we read and look at it in regards to what we've been considering these past number of weeks.
At maaari na tatapusin natin ang kwento ng buhay ni Jose, subalit ating pagtuunan ang mga talatang ating binasa.
The verse that we've been looking at that we read says, if we confess our sins.
At ang mga talatang ating binasa ay nagpapahayag, subalit kung ipinahayag natin sa Diyos ang ating mga kasalanan.
Well, if we look at Joseph's brothers, the deed that they had committed many years before, they had covered it up. They had lied about it, and it made them hard men.
At kung ating titingnan ang kwento ng buhay ni Jose, ang mga bagay na ginawa sa kanya ng kanyang kapatid, ito ay kanilang itinago at sila ay nagsinungaling sa mga bagay na ito.
But as we came through the story, we see that how circumstances took place, the men began to understand what they had done was wrong.
And sa pagpapatuloy ng ating kwento ay napagtanto ng mga kapatid ni Jose na ang kanilang ginawa ay mali.
And likely more than anything else, they knew they could not undo it, but they would have loved to have known forgiveness.
At maaring sa kanilang isipan ay naisip nila na hindi na nila maaaring ibalik kung ano ang kanilang ginawa. At ang kanila na lamang ninanais ay magkaroon ng kapatawaran sa kanilang mga maling bagay na kanilang ginawa.
It's interesting that forgiveness really doesn't come, or they're not restored to Joseph's relationship until, I think it was last time we looked at the words, they said, "We are guilty."
At maaaring masasabi natin ang salitang kapatawaran ay hindi makapagbabalik ng mga bagay na ginawa. At ito na, at ang atin na lang masasabi na tayo ay nagkasala.
Well, if we take and apply this verse that we have read to you and I too, we are guilty.
At kung ating i-apply ang mga bagay na ating binasa, maaari nating sabihin na ikaw, ako ay makasalanan.
Yeah, and no, we're not guilty of Joseph's, what happened to Joseph. But we are guilty in God's sight. We have sinned against God.
Marahil ay hindi natin na ginawa ang mga bagay na nangyari kay Jose, subalit tayo sa harapan ng Diyos ay nagkasala.
And what we mean by sin is that we have erred, we have transgressed, we have missed the standard of God's holiness.
At ang ibig sabihin ng kasalanan ay ang ating mga maling ginagawa at ang mga bagay na hindi kanais-nais sa harapan ng Diyos at tayo ay hindi nakaabot sa pamantayan ng Diyos.
And so God not just wants us to understand what we are, that we are sinners, but God has something else for you and I.
Hindi lamang nais ng Diyos na ating tanggapin o malaman na tayo ay makasalanan. Mayroong pang mas higit ng ang Diyos na nais para sa atin.
God's desire for you today is that you would understand not only that you are a sinner, that you have done wrong, but God has made provision for you.
Nais ng Diyos na hindi lang natin maunawaan na tayo ay makasalanan, subalit nais niya na ating malaman at maintindihan na mayroon siyang inilaan upang matamo natin ang ating kaligtasan.
Joseph, as he watches his brothers and he listens to their words and he sees them confess their sin, not only does Joseph give them forgiveness, but he said, I am here to be a sustainer, really a savior for you.
At makikita natin sa kwento ng buhay ni Jose, nang tanggapin ng kanyang mga kapatid at pagsisihan ng kanilang ginawa sa kanya, hindi lamang siya naging hindi lamang siya nagpatawad sa mga kasalanan na nito, subalit siya rin ay naging tagapagligtas ng kanyang mga kapatid at ng kanyang sambahayan.
And so really God's message to you and I through the whole Bible is There is forgiveness for sin.
At ang mensahe ng Diyos para sa atin na nasa Biblia ay mayroong kapatawaran sa ating mga kasalanan.
So how can God make you and I, guilty sinners, righteous? How can our sins be cleansed, taken away?
At paano nga ba na tayong makasalanan, ang ating mga kasalanan ay maalis at mapapatawad?
It is through the work of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that alone, He has died for our sin.
At ito ay sa pamamagitan ng ginawa ng ating Panginoong Hesukristo nang siya ay mamatay para sa ating mga kasalanan.
That is the only way you and I can go to heaven is by accepting the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior.
At ito lamang ang tanging kaparaanan upang tayo ay magtungo sa kalangitan, ang tanggapin ang Panginoong Jesus bilang ating tagapagligtas.
Often we think if we do the best we can, or if we help our neighbor, if we confess our sins to a religious figure, everything will be okay.
At ang akala natin na ang ating mga mabubuting ginagawa para sa ating mga kapitbahay, ang pagbibigay sa simbahan at ang ating pagtanggap sa ating mga kasalanan at pagsasabi nito sa isang tao, ang akala natin ito ay sapat na.
But according to the Bible, that is wrong. There is only one way we can be brought back to God.
Subalit ang ayon sa Biblia, ito ay ang ating maling pag-aakala. Mayroon lamang isang kaparaanan upang tayo ay makabalik sa Diyos.
That is through the Lord Jesus Christ and His death on the cross for your sins and mine.
At ito ay sa pamamagitan ng pagkamatay ng Panginoong Jesus sa krus ng Kalbaryo para sa ating mga kasalanan.
Romans 5 and 6 says, "When we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly." And sorry, Raquel, that was not even part of my plan.
At sa aklat ng mga taga-Roma, chapter 5, verse 6, ating basahin. Sapagkat noong tayo'y mahihina pa, namatay si Kristo sa takdang panahon para sa ating mga kasalanan.
So that verse tells us that Christ died in the place of the ungodly. He died for you and me.
At ang Panginoong Jesus ay namatay sa kapalit ng mga taong hindi makadiyos, at siya ay namatay para sa iyo at para sa akin.
And so I'm going to end by reading again the words of 1 John 1 verse 9. If we confess our sins, He, God, is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, from all sin.
At muli nating basahin sa unang sulat ni Juan, chapter 1, verse 9. Subalit kung ipinahayag natin sa Diyos ang ating mga kasalanan, maaasahan nating patatawarin tayo ng Diyos sa mga ito at lilinisin tayo sa lahat ng ating mga kasalanan, sapagkat siya'y tapat at matuwid.
So, thank you for listening, and we will close in prayer. Our Father, we give thanks again today for the Lord Jesus Christ. We have been looking at the story of Joseph and how that finally his brothers really having admitted their shortcomings and their guilt, that they were brought into a relationship with Joseph. And so, in an even more important way, sinners can be brought into relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ because of what he has done at Calvary's cross. We pray that the message would be blessed today. Remember each that are on our call. We thank thee for each one who has taken the time to listen and pray for blessing upon each one today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.